It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, I stayed up as late as I could, just hoping I could find a way to win six consecutive days, but unfortunately, it wasn't meant to be. Let's recap the losing card for Thursday. In the NBA, I go 2-1. I cash on Orlando, minus the 1.5. They get the job done for me. I cash on Philadelphia, minus the 4.5. They close out that game against the Knicks, so they get the job done for me. Then on the nightcap, I had the LA Lakers. They were up 12 in the first half, felt good about things, but in the second half, it was all Denver. The Nuggets get the job done, and I lose the ticket. Major League Baseball, well, it was not meant to be. It was Heartbreak Hotel for me. I go 2-4. I cash in the Brewers' money line. They rally to beat Pittsburgh. I cash in the Twins' run line. They rally against the White Sox with a whole bunch of homers. But then I had to sweat it out in the ninth, but got it home and cashed the ticket. I lose on the Yankee run line. So those are the games that weren't heartbreakers. I lose the Padres' run line, and I will not soon forget this wager. The Padres had a 9-4 lead in the bottom of the eighth. They give up six runs, and they lose the game outright, and I lose that ticket. I had the Blue Jays and the Royals on the Nerfy. Five up, five down to start the game. I'm one batter away from cashing the ticket, but no, a walk and a homer, and I'm a loser. And the game is, what, 2-1 after five innings, so the first five under would have cashed, but I lose the Nerfy with just one out to go, of course. Then I had the Astros and the Cubs Nerfy. That was a 1-0 game after five innings there, so I would have cashed the first five under. Unfortunately for me, the lone run came in the first frame, so I lose that bet as well. So a 5-6 day. Oh, I forgot about the NFL. I do cash on J.J. McCarthy. He went past pick number 5, so draft position over 5.5 was a winner there. Should have just stuck with that or picked him also to be drafted by the Vikings. Had a good feeling he would end up in purple at the end of the night. I think that was a plus 140, maybe a plus 150. I had that opportunity, but didn't touch it. But I lose on Bo Nix, and I missed on this one badly. I had the over 32.5 draft position. I thought he was going to fall to the second round. He went at pick number 12. So, yes, I missed badly on that one. So, add it all together, I go 5-6, and the winning streak is over at 5. So, now we need to start a new one. So let's get to the card for Friday, and we start in the NBA. It's basically a flip-the-script type of day again. I'll start with Milwaukee Bucks plus the 5 at the Indiana Pacers. The series is tied at 1. The Pacers won game 2. Getting 5 here just seems too good to be true with the Bucks. So give me Milwaukee plus the 5 at Indiana. Game number 2 on my card. Well, this one isn't a flip-the-script type game, I guess. It's the Dallas Mavericks minus the 4.5 against the Los Angeles Clippers. Series tied at 1 here as well. The Mavericks won game 2, but I'm still going to back them tonight at home. Give me Dallas minus the 4.5 against the Clippers. Then on the nightcap, it's the Phoenix Suns minus the 4.5 against the Minnesota Timberwolves. The T-Wolves are up 2-0 in this series, so this is definitely a flip-the-script type of game. Give me Phoenix minus the 4.5 over Minnesota. Next up, we got a Major League Baseball. Let's start with my only Nerfy on the card. It's the Kansas City Royals at the Detroit Tigers at the minus 115. So it's the first game off the board. It's a standalone afternoon baseball game, and I want action. After a losing day, I always like betting the first game on the board. It's Seth Lugo, and he's off to a great start this year for the Royals. He has a 2.03 ERA, even after he gave up 4 runs over 5 1/3 innings last out against Baltimore. On the other side, it's Reese Olson going for the Tigers. He's 0-3 this season, a 3.80 ERA. He had a 3.99 ERA last season. The Royals do rank 9th in OPS against righties, so I'll be pacing back and forth in my office as a nervous wreck. But let's get 6, not 5. without a run in the first inning today. It's a nerfy. No runs in the first inning between the Royals and the Tigers at the minus 115. Next up on the card, it's a run line. It's the Baltimore Orioles -1.5 against the Oakland Athletics at the minus 130. So Baltimore ranks 4th in OPS against righties. Oakland ranks 29th in OPS against righties. It's Corbin Burnes. He's the righty on the hill for the O's today. He has a 3-0 record, a 2.76 ERA, and a 0.92 whip. Meanwhile, it's Ross Stripling going for the A's. He has an 0-5 record, a 5.34 ERA, and an ugly 1.57 whip. This is a no-doubter for me. I'll lay the number here with Baltimore -1.5 in the run line over Oakland at the minus 130.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Next up on the card, it's another run line. It's the Tampa Bay Rays -1.5 at the Chicago White Sox at the minus 135. So I was never smart enough to create those fancy workflow documents, but let me give it a shot here. Are the White Sox playing? If yes, let's bet against them. So there we go. That's my attempt at it anyway. Zach Eflin will toe the rubber for the Rays. Last two starts, he tossed 12 and a third innings, gave up no runs, allowed just 9 hits against the Angels and the Yankees. So he's been really good of late. Meanwhile, it's Chris Flexen getting the call for the White Sox. A 7.71 ERA last season with Seattle, a 6.27 ERA last season with Colorado, and a 6.41 ERA this season. Consistently bad. So, yep, I'll back the Rays on the road to get the 6 going. Give me Tampa Bay on the run line, -1.5 at Chicago at the minus 135. Next up on the card, it's a money line. It's the Los Angeles Angels against the Minnesota Twins at the minus 105. So the Twins are red hot after winning 4 straight over the White Sox. Minnesota ranks 11th in OPS against lefties, but Patrick Sandoval has been tough on the Twins in the past, with Minnesota hitting just 190 against him. Sandoval has had some ugly starts this season. He went 1 2/3 innings, allowing 5 runs against Baltimore. He went 4 innings, allowing 7 runs against Cincinnati last out. So 2 really rocky starts. He has a career 3.96 ERA, so I do expect much better tonight. Meanwhile, it's Bailey Ober for the Twinkies tonight, a 4.91 ERA in the season and a 1.15 whip on the year. Misleading numbers since his first start was absolutely terrible. After that, he's pitched 17 innings, allowed just 2 runs on 8 hits. This could be a sneaky good nerfy or the first 5 under, but I'm just going to bet the Angels to win the game. I'm going to take LA on the money line against Minnesota at the minus 105. Next up on the card here for you, it's a first 5 run line. It's the Arizona Diamondbacks -0.5 a run against the Seattle Mariners at the plus 110. This is on the road at Seattle, by the way. This was a nerfy until the Mariners swapped out their starters on me. It's Zach Gallen on the hill for Arizona. He had has a 7.20 ERA on the road this season, a 4.42 ERA on the road last season. This is a pitcher-friendly park. Gallen still has upside even on the road. We know his numbers at home are great. They're just not good enough on the road. The Mariners ranked 22nd in OPS against righties, so that should help him a little bit. It's Emerson Hancock getting the start for the Mariners. He's been okay this year outside of allowing 8 runs on 11 hits over 3 1/3 innings at Milwaukee. Still, I think the D-backs have the hitting and pitching edge and should have the lead after 5. So give me Arizona on the first 5-run line, minus the half a run at Seattle at the plus 110. Then the final bet on the card for me, I had to get a prop in here. It's an outs recorded prop, and I'm on Jesus Luzardo of the Miami Marlins, over 17.5 outs against Washington, and an ugly price here at the minus 145. So the Nationals are a career 11 for 54 against him. That's a .204 batting average. Luzardo was much better last out, going 6 innings at the Cubbies, giving up 2 runs on just 3 hits. That was the first time all year that he completed 6 innings. Last year, he went at least 6 innings in 5 of his final 7 starts. He's got good stuff. And the Nationals ranked 28th in OPS against lefties. I was going to go with the run line, but I'm actually going to take the sticks away from the Marlins tonight just to be safe. I believe in Luzardo. I believe he'll deliver tonight. So give me Jesus Luzardo of the Marlins over the 17.5 outs at the minus 145. So let's recap my card for a Friday. In the NBA, it's the Milwaukee Bucks plus the 5 at the Indiana Pacers. I'm on the Dallas Mavericks minus the 4.5 against the LA Clippers. I'm on the Phoenix Suns minus the 4.5 against the Minnesota Timberwolves. Major League Baseball, a nerfy, no runs in the first inning between the Royals and the Tigers at the minus 115. Run line here for you. I'm on the Baltimore Orioles minus the 1.5 against the Oakland Athletics. That's at a minus 130. Another run line, I'm on the Tampa Bay Rays minus the 1.5 at the Chicago White Sox at a minus 135. Money line, I'm on the LA Angels against the Minnesota Twins at the minus 105. First 5 run line, I'm on the Arizona Diamondbacks minus the half a run against the Seattle Mariners at the plus 110. Outs recorded prop, I'm on Jesus Luzardo of the Marlins over the 17.5 outs against Washington at the minus 145. So that's my card for a Friday. I don't know how I feel about the NFL draft. My Vikings were aggressive, so I guess that was a good thing. Maybe. We'll find out, I guess. We'll find out definitely down the road. What Atlanta did at quarterback was really interesting for me to see. But yeah, that's how it goes sometimes. But enjoy the games on Friday. Enjoy day 2 of the NFL draft. And as always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun. And let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.